This is the BBC.
Hello, hello, hello. Modern British-style comedy show. Presenting
the greatest mountain in the world. The greatest mountain in the world.
Yes. The greatest mountain in the world. Think of all. It all started, folks, in the basement of a disused fish squirting factory and caught an exploding depot in Alaska, which at that time was in London.
They never had the British Empire. In all that the world. Westminster. John Jane Mansfield.
What are your vital measurements? Thank you, gentlemen. I'm sorry I had to do that to Lord Spawn, but I have now an important announcement to make to this house. You remember in 1953, Tenzing and Hillary performed a prodigious feat by climbing a mountain that no man had ever climbed before.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to go one better. I intend to climb the highest mountain in the world.
But, dear fellow, it's already been climbed.
You're thinking of the one Hillary and Tenzing climbed. Oh, no. This is another higher one.
Then what is it called?
A mountain, of course.
I know that. What is its name?
Well, I can't keep it a secret forever. It's called Mount Everest. After my mother.
Was she called Mount Everest?
No, but she looked like it.
Pardon me, sir, but the mountain has already been clumbed. Climbed.
It.
Hillary and Jim Tenzing.
So they beat me to it. Oh. A dirty trick. Never mind. I'll not be beaten by this dishonest sportsmanlike trick. I'll find a higher mountain.
Ah, yes, in Peru, yes. But where are we going to find this higher mountain now?
Where? I'll find a way. I'll find
someone.
Why not build one? What rubbish. Build one, get out. Well. It's agreed then. We start work at dawn tomorrow.
As the music depicts, work started on the mountain.
Yes, a large area of Hyde Park was cleared. Yes, despite the protests of several guardsmen and nurses. Oh, what a sight. 500 English workmen. Three of them working. It's foreman Fred Sprintley.
I've not heard of that.
Yes. Have you drained all the water out of the Serpentine?
I sir, and we filled it with concrete.
Concrete? Splendid. I'll go ahead with the plan. Dad, it's the famous Eccles.
Hello.
Eccles, that's a terrible great lump on your bumps.
I just dived in the Serpentine.
Fool, it's solid concrete.
Oh, that saved my life, then. I can't swim. I'm one of the greatest swimmers on earth, you know. Well, good in the water, but very good on earth. Show number 1951, my lord.
I'm sorry to interrupt your corny jokes and laughter. There's a time and place for everything.
I do believe you're right.
Yes. I want you to have a look at what I have got in this cardboard box.
In the old cardboard box? Well, I've just put my looking into cardboard boxes glasses on. There. By gad, you've got a lump in that box.
Yes, a lump. I put it on the ground. So, there. And there is your mountain.
But it looks like a molehill.
Yes, I'm going to make a mountain out of it.
Mr. Seagoon.
You want me, Lorry Driver?
Yeah. What are you all lying down for?
You just ran over us.
Are you hurt?
No.
All that for nothing. There's a parcel on my lorry for you, mate.
Ah, that'll be the mole for this molehill. Help me unwrap it, men.
Right! Right! Together! Careful,
careful. Don't tear the string. You'll never know we might have lean years. Ah, the mole.
Oh, yeah. I know a little mole. Nice little mole. He must be hungry.
Yes. Here, boy. Here's a nice worm for you.
Oh, thank you. Any more?
You fool, Echo!
No, boy, that,
was
Echo.
That was for the mole, Echo!
What number mole?
I say, are you sure this thing is a mole?
Of course I am, Buddy Neddy. Read the label on his neck.
Oh, yes, yes. It says L-I-O-N. L-I-O-N. Mole? L-I?
Well, what does it say? What does it say? That's what I want to... Do you think it's a lion, Ellington?
Yeah!
Push. Nice hairy push. Here, push. Eat this, pussy. Eat this. It's all for you.
Put me down!
No!
While the studio audience are being entertained with that speed-up recording, we open this tube containing a liquefied Max Geldray, and dash good value it is, too.
Thank you, and for an encore, I present The Greatest Mountain on the World, Part 2, Plunging!
For months, work went ahead on the mountain. By 19 scrampty fuel, it had reached 21,000 feet. Then, disaster.
Oh, whoa!
Good morning, Zan.
I'm innocent, I tell you, it's a lie. I'll agree to a same boat all the time. I'm losing.
Yes, yes, it's all right. I'm not a policeman. I'm dressed like this to allow me to ride free on buses.
Leave me.
Shut up, Moriarty. You must excuse the poor Count. You see, he was born in a trunk at the Prince's Theatre.
In Pocatello, Idaho.
I'll get a punch up the conch in a minute.
What do you two want?
Is this your mountain?
It is.
Oh, dear. Well, it'll have to be dismantled. Hand me that stick of fear and dynamite.
Ow.
Time for a quick hour, then. Ow. We insert in the mountain soap. And now, we light the fuse. Show your teeth.
What's that smell? Oh. Oh, it's something stuck in a mountain. Oh, you've got no pain. It looks like a cigar. It's lit too. I think I'll take a puff.
We'd better tell him, I suppose.
I think he knows.
Why?
He was sleeping on top. Do you know that? Look out! Here he comes!
Quick, put this piano on the ground. We must break his fall. Are you all right, Mr. Seacrone?
Yes, thank heaven. I fell on the black keys in F sharp.
A good job I had my foot on the soft pedal.
Indeed. Now then, what's happened to my Hyde Park type mountain?
It was exploded by bang.
By that, yeah. Just me reading it. Allow me.
A section 90 FNI, Ministry of Work and Kipping, states that all mountains above me level within a radius of Nelson's Column must be exploded by bang.
Form a committee to inaugurate a council to petition a body to agree to a quorum to time public monies and create a thingamajig and the maple syrup forever! Thank you. Lord Europe is perfectly right. If we can't build our mountain in England, we'll have to build one elsewhere. Therefore, I call for advice on Major Braddock.
Thank you, Pinto. The Bank of England? What a silly place to leave money. I'll just take it for safety. Now, what's all this about?
The mountain, sir.
Oh, the mountain, yes. Well, I have discovered that Mount Everest is 229,141 feet high, but it's miles wide. That means, you see, if it was laid on its side, it would be higher than it is now.
But in heaven's name, Major, how do we tip Mount Everest on its side?
How? Isn't it obvious?
No.
Then they must have another idea.
I don't wish to do it.
Wait a minute. I know of a higher mountain than Everest.
What?
Yes, friend, it's true.
It's true.
It is true. This mountain is 40,000 feet high. There's a snaggle. It's under the sea. It's under the sea.
It's worth a try, yodeling Jim. Those in favor of climbing, raise your right leg. Steady. Stand in a tree. Engine, clear the decks.
Yum bum balaboo.
Shouldn't it have had a chain attached to it?
Yeah. But it, I don't think it was a very good anchor.
What do you mean?
Well, it sank, didn't it? Might have had a hole in it, I should.
May I interrupt you for a second?
Yes, what do you want?
Nothing, I just want to interrupt.
Get out of here, you naughty lad.
Major, according to our calculations, we are almost above Mount Fred.
In action. Men, to climb this underwater giant, we shall need the following. Alpenstock, skis, rope, crampons, crevices, grappling irons, and tents.
Tents for this climb is underwater, sir.
Sink me, you're right. Include umbrellas, raincoats, and Miss Myrtle Penelope Dimpling.
What's she for?
I love her, sir.
How are we going to carry all the heavy equipment?
Camels.
Camels? Camels live underwater, my lord. That's mad yet.
Of course it's mad. Only mad camels could live underwater. You think I'm crazy, sir?
Yes.
What a splendid judge of character you are. Now, what next? Provisions, yes. Most important, paraffin cookers for cooking paraffin.
You can't... You can't cook underwater. water, sir.
Of course you can't. We shall surface for all meals. Oh. Now, how far is it to the base of the mountain? Get ready, all you climbers.
I say, how do you intend getting down to the mountain?
Simple. One digging, one filling in, and one looking. No, I mean my favorite fireman system. What we do is we lure a greasy pearl over the ship's side, providing he doesn't object, and we all... We all slide down to the mountaintop and plant the British flags.
No, that will never do. That will be a foul, sir. You can't climb down to get to the top of a mountain.
Hey,
you,
what?
You can't.
Ah.
No. The International Alpine Club state categorically, sir, and I repeat that word, categorically, that all mountains must be climbed up to get to the top.
Flood me cistern with galloping crabs.
Me? With pleasure.
We have to climb to the bottom and then climb up again?
Yes.
How far is it to the very bottom?
Approximately 3 miles. To be exact, 3 miles.
Much too far to walk. Everybody in the car, we'll drive down.
Ellington, away we go.
To enable the story of the underwater epic to be continued, the BBC have installed microphones at the base camp on the North Col and at the end at the summit. Now, read on.
Stop the car! We're lost. Lord Seagun, ask a native where we are.
Right, sir. I'll knock at this oyster.
Yes?
Is Pearl in?
No, she's not, but I'm my mother.
You must be mother of Pearl! Mother of Pearl! I don't know where I get it from! Mother of Pearl! Pearl.
What do you want, naughty buddy?
Could you direct me to Mount Fred, sir?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a stranger down here, buddy.
You'll regret this, buddy. What are you? You can't trifle with the British Empire.
Get out, buddy, or you'll get...
You're a long, stringy needle.
You're right, stinging
needle. I'll stand to it, you know.
Long
live the Union Jack.
Down with it, I say.
Well, get in and drive on, Ray. Drive on. Hey, drive on.
Okay, man.
He should have waited for us.
Now we are obviously lost.
Lost?
Yes.
Rubbish, I know exactly where we are.
Where?
Here.
I do believe you're right. Nevertheless, someone must surface and see where we are. Now let me see, who shall it be? Blue Bottle?
Had you come here, Captain? Now had you come here? England expects.
What?
Sticks hand up jumper in Lord Nelson pose. Moves left of stage, waits.
Blue Waddle, I want you to get to the surface.
The surface at your feet! It's a surface! Quickly puts on LCC men's night-only bathing drawers. I'm ready, Captain!
Good. Now just grab the horns of the submerged mine.
Oh, jolly good. Here, wait a minute. Don't mind, Scopang.
Of course not, Blue Bottle.
I knew it was safe. Moves forward to mine. Crab's horns very gently. It is safe. I did not believe you at first, but now I know that it is.
Hello?
Sure, I didn't find you. You did it, me again. I die in my fright. Farewell. Pushes button B, gets money back, exits to Nappy for a quick cup of tea.
I've deaded him. I have to tell his mother.
Oh, that should cheer her up, won't you?
I've come to tell you that the explosion has blown Mount Fred to bits.
Curse! That's ruined our plans.
Oh, never mind. Oh, you have the rest of the cigar that I took out of the mountain.
That's very, very kind of you, Eccles. Thank you very much.
Oh, I got it from a ministry workman.
strong, aren't they?
Yeah.
We regret to announce the death of Lord Seagoon, Mr. Clarnon Eccles. The program is recorded. Good night.
Good night, folks. Have a good time.
You're supposed to be deaded.
No, I'm not, presumably.
Yes, you were deaded like all of us.
Come on, Eccles, be deaded. We're deaded.
No.
Well, you've got to get used to the idea.
That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Radio Quartet, Max Geldrey, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wally Greenslade, the program produced by Charles Chilton.